USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Brittany Griner is back on U.S. soil. Her plane landed in San Antonio, Texas early Friday morning, as she is now in a hospital being evaluated. This is procedure after an American is released from a foreign entity. Chad Wolf is the former acting DHS secretary under President Trump on Fox, and says the United States should not be celebrating as we left a Marine behind in Russia.
Again, I think the majority of Americans kind of shake their head and say that's not what's important here. What's important is she was a U.S. citizen. She should not have been in a Russian prison for 300 days. It's good to have her back, but we also need to bring the other Americans back.
A very Backstreet holiday. The Backstreet Boys Christmas special, filmed this month in Los Angeles, California, will no longer air on ABC. Allegations arose this week that band member Nick Carter raped a 17-year-old mentally challenged girl during the band's 2001 tour. On Thursday, 39-year-old Sharon Ruth filed a sexual battery lawsuit accusing the singer and infecting her with an STD. Long known as the boy in the box, he was barely 4 years old when he was found in a bassinet box in rural northeast Philadelphia. That took place in February of 1957. He was identified Thursday by Philly Police Commissioner Daniel Outlaw as Joseph Augustus Zarelli.
When people think about the boy in the box, a profound sadness is felt. Not just because a child was murdered, but because his entire identity and his rightful claim to own his existence was taken away.
There is a report by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that Lake Michigan and Lake Huron levels have dropped 4 inches in just the last month. Temperatures causing evaporation had something to do with it, is their guesstimate. Currently, there is a drop in water of 3 trillion gallons, and they say it does happen from time to time. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As complaints about President Biden was a foreign lobbyist while vice president under President Obama, Republican lawmakers plan to investigate further come January.
House Republicans say come January 3rd, they will launch an investigation into the foreign business dealings of Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is expected to lead the charge on that. He joins Fox and claims then-candidate Joe Biden lied about having no knowledge of his son's financial affairs.
It certainly looks like the Biden family was acting as foreign agents. We have a term for that in Washington, D.C. We call that lobbyist. We know Joe Biden lied about his knowledge of Hunter and Jim's shady business dealings. We also know that Joe lied about his participation in those business dealings.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cream cheese that's vegetable-based could soon be in your supermarket.
Philadelphia Cream Cheese is launching a non-dairy version of its signature spread. The plant-based cream cheese is now available at grocery stores in Atlanta, Houston, Miami, and some other Southeast locations. A wider rollout is planned for summer 2023, along with new flavor varieties. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego, 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.